USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy is still going strong in April as the economy added 260,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also fell to a 49-year low of 3.6%. Vice President Mike Pence on the economy.
You know, what people are witnessing is that the agenda that President Trump ran on and that we've been delivering on over the last 2 years is working for every American.
President Trump says the U.S. is fully behind the people of Venezuela. Speaking at the White House yesterday, President Trump condemned the brutal regime of Nicolas Maduro. He also spoke about the situation on Fox News.
What's happening in Venezuela, said, when you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it. And now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
The president did not rule out military intervention as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Davenport, Iowa, is still dealing with record flooding as the Mississippi River continues to rise. The river will likely hit 22.7 feet on Friday, the highest level since 1993. Davenport officials say they've started pushing sewage into rivers after wastewater treatment plants reach their capacity, and the governor has declared a state of disaster in 61 of the 99 counties in Iowa. President Trump makes his prediction on who he will be running against in 2020. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy why?
Sleepy Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
him. So you think he's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope, you know, I wish him well. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana in more states, some people thought that the black markets for the drug would go away. But is that the case? Kevin Savitt is the president of Smart Approach to Marijuana, and he shares what happened in Colorado after pot became legal.
Well, drug dealers love legalization. Because they get to undercut the legal price. So the government, in all its wisdom, taxes marijuana, thinking that it can pay for schools, which, by the way, it's not paying for any of that because the tax revenue is pennies. And the drug dealers, they're not going to go to dental school when pot is legalized. They diversify and they lower their prices. They still make a hefty profit.
And regarding crime rates, Savitt tells Fox News,
the crime rate has gone up in legalized states, and even Gavin Newsom in California, who loves marijuana and actually ran on it, he is now sending in the National Guard, if you can believe it. He's called on Trump's National Guard to come into California for these illegal grows, because they're everywhere. They're destroying the water supply, energy. It's a huge environmental concern, public lands. It's a really big issue.
And finally, as far as this being a states' rights issue, Savitt believes?
I don't really believe in states' rights for marijuana, because it affects other states. You know, Colorado growing five times more marijuana than they can legally consume. That gets exported to Idaho and Wyoming. They didn't vote for this. So a lot of people are saying it's a states' rights thing. It's not states' rights at all, because we're getting all the extra marijuana. They're growing way more marijuana than they can legally consume.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1802 when Washington, D.C. is incorporated as a city. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.